we couldn't do it without the staff. When COVID came, as everyone knows, it was extraordinarily unknown how it transmits and the effects, and we're dealing with things that we've never dealt with before and never expected to deal with in a pretty short order. We implemented a lot of new policies and procedures to try and safeguard the inmates and the staff, just because of, you know, if nothing else, liability purposes. They rely on us for everything within the jail, and including medical costs. So I didn't want any of them to get sick, potentially severely, which would end up, you know, costing the county and the taxpayers more money, and, you know, passing it on to staff, making it difficult to fulfill our duties within the jail. So all the employees have done great. They've complied with all the new rules. They've performed a ton of extra cleaning. We changed a lot of how inmates come in with quarantine and isolation and sanitation and separation. But everybody's worked together as a great team. And we can say, at least so far, and like I said, knock on wood, we haven't had any positive inmates whatsoever. The staff that have been positive have been isolated to themselves. We have no evidence that it's been spread within the building generally. Which again, you know, speaks highly to, you know, taking the precautions that, that everybody hates, like wearing a mask and trying to keep distance from one another when we can, and extra cleaning and things like that.